Yes. My name is Dr. James E. Enstrom. For the last 40 years, I've been an epidemiologist at UCLA, and I've spoken before this committee and before the full board regarding scientific matters. Today, I'm speaking about what I can be considered to be serious issues regarding the qualifications of the chair of this committee, Dr. Parker, and the vice chair, Dr. Liu. And the issue regarding Dr. Parker involves the qualifications as stated in his application to the Senate Rules Committee and as stated on the AQMD website. And basically, this is what constitutes a PhD. I have provided for the record a copy of my Stanford PhD from 1970. I've also brought a copy of my original dissertation from Stanford University. I've also brought a title page for my dissertation, which states the title of my dissertation.
Dr. Enstrom, hold on just a minute. This committee has no authority, et cetera, to deal with any of our board members' qualifications to be on this board. Let me finish. I think I read it just a moment ago. At the end of this regular agenda, an opportunity is also provided for the public to speak on any subject within the Mobile Source Committee's authority. The Mobile Source Committee does not have an authority to deal with any of the qualifications for one to serve on this particular board. Those are matters themselves that is beyond the scope itself of the authority within this board. If you have something to speak about that this board has the authority to basically deal with, then you can proceed. Otherwise, I'm going to have to ask you to not to speak on this. This is not a meeting where you can come and voice your concern as to what you want to consider your PhD is versus someone else's. So with that, I am the chairman, and I will say to you that the authority itself of this board has nothing to do with the qualifications or the authority of anyone to sit on this board. And therefore, you will be totally out of order, and the public comment itself then must be limited to that particular matter.
I would consider that an extreme mistake, because this is a matter of direct relevance to this committee. This is the qualifications of the two leaders of this committee, and that's within the jurisdiction of the committee, the way I interpret it.
No, it's not. The board itself appoints, the chairman appoints who the people will be on the committee after they have been sworn in and duly nominated or elected by their relative boards or people who would basically elect them.
Well, then you're going to have to give me an alternate method of presenting this information that doesn't require me to drive to Diamond Bar. And I would like some suggestions on how I'm going to present this information regarding the qualifications to serve of both the chair and the vice chair.
Well, I think that if you want to basically present that, that will have to be for you to determine, but this is not the basis itself for this committee. This is a committee that deals with mobile source matters and not dealing with qualifications itself of the members. If you want to, I think Dr. Liu was appointed by the governor and I was appointed by the Senate. If you have any concerns itself within those, you may want to look at those. So, with that, do you have anything else to address?
No. Do you want to take my documentation, or do you refuse to take my documentation?
No. If you have documentation that you would like to leave, I'll take it and pass it along to the executive director and the staff, and they can determine what they want to do with it.
All right. I will leave these pages, which are relevant to my concerns about you and Dr. Liu.
Thank you very much.